At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Trump administration freezing federal funding for more U.S. universities.
The White House says it has frozen more than $1 billion in federal funding for Cornell University and about $790 million for Northwestern University, while the government investigates alleged civil rights violations. Cornell says it's received more than 75 stop work orders from the Defense Department related to research, but that it hasn't received any information about the frozen $1 billion in grants, and Northwestern says it hasn't received any notice from the federal government. The administration already has singled out Columbia University, threatening to withhold $400 million in federal funds. Donna Warder, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, some blistering testimony Wednesday from a former Facebook executive about that company's collusion with the Chinese Communist Party. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew with that story.
Sarah Wynne Williams told the Senate Crime and Terrorism Subcommittee she saw executives at Meta, formerly known as Facebook, quote, repeatedly undermine U.S. national security. One of her most shocking claims is that Meta decided to share user data with China, including that of American users. Also, that Meta's technology has been used by China to advance its own AI technologies, like DeepSeek. Meta describes Wynne Williams' claims as divorced from reality and riddled with false claims. Bob Agnew reporting.
Trump administration having early discussions about a grand military parade in the nation's capital coming up this summer. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the administration has reached out to the city about holding a parade June 14th that would stretch from Arlington, Virginia, across the Potomac and into Washington. Army is in the early discussions about potentially adding a parade in the long-planned 250th birthday. This is SRN News. Well, should a merchant be able to deny service based on his or her faith?
Should a Christian baker, for instance, be forced to make a cake for a gay wedding? A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 83% of Democrats and 56% of independent voters say yes, the baker must make that cake. 65% of Republicans say no. Majorities of most major religious groups also say yes, the baker must make the cake. Most white evangelical Protestants, though, say no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The state of Maine suing the Trump team in hopes of stopping it from freezing federal money in the wake of a dispute over transgenderism. At issue, the Title IX anti-discrimination law in Maine's practice of letting males compete with women in sports. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says her department is pausing some funds for Maine educational programs. This is SRN News. Well, the latest leak in the Keystone oil pipeline in North Dakota continues the troubled history of that 15-year-old structure. Here's John Scott.
The 2,700-mile-long pipeline originates in Alberta, Canada, and carries heavy tar sands crude oil south across the Dakotas and Nebraska before splitting to carry oil both to refineries in Illinois and south to Oklahoma and Texas. There have been 23 spills along the Keystone oil pipeline, including one in Kansas that dumped 14,000 barrels of crude oil into a creek running through rural pastureland. John Scott reporting.
Stunning day on Wall Street. Investors have welcomed President Trump's decision to back off on most of the tariffs, at least for now. S&P up 9.5%. Dow Jones Industrials gained nearly 3,000 points. More details at srnnews.com.